So postmodern theories in general, as we found with theories of gender and sexuality, often focus on deconstructing categories and showing how the grand narratives or ideologies of the past are either one, collapsing because of the chaos and rapid change of a globalized technological world, or two, that they were never really coherent from the start. The idea here is that our ideologies and concepts about the world, for example, ideas about gender or sexuality, tend to impose an artificial order to a world that in fact is filled with difference, constant change, and uncertainty. Postmodern theories question rigid scientific approaches as well, as they present reality as objectively knowable and generalizable. Instead, they suggest that sociologists should be satisfied with more local, artistic representations of social reality instead of proposing grand theories about how societies operate. Foucault, in discussing power and knowledge, argues that what makes something appear as objective knowledge is really powerful ideological discourse. For example, early psychiatric theories of sexuality even portrayed homosexuality as a form of mental illness, and the alleged objectivity of science obscured the way that power and ideology was involved in defining sexuality. Foucault's concept of genealogy traces back different dominant discourses like this to show how they are not objective, but socially constructed. Baudrillard is another important postmodern theorist whose ideas are often used to analyze our media-saturated world. He argues that we have so many different ways of mediating or representing reality that we no longer have access to reality as it really is. We just have images or concepts that shape how we see the world. For example, Instagram literally and figuratively filters how many people view their own bodies and others' bodies, as often they compare themselves to edited images online, and even how we view and how others view major issues of contemporary society. The term simulacra and hyperreality refers to these types of detachment from reality and how sometimes we view these misrepresentations as more authentic than objective reality itself.